Part 4. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of short talks given by a single speaker. Again, you must answer three questions about what is said in each talk. Choose the most appropriate response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each talk will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, shoppers. For the next 15 minutes, we will have a sale on sweaters in the children's department. Every sweater will be 50% off. Yes, that's right. For just a quarter of an hour, you can buy any child's sweater at just half the original price. Now there is a bargain you can't afford to miss. Hurry now, the clock is ticking.
71. Where is this announcement being made? How much will a $50 sweater cost now? 73. Who would be most interested in this announcement? 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement.
The next stop is Main Street. The exit doors are on the left side. You can transfer to the white line, line number 4, to Seoul Soccer Stadium. Please be careful as you leave the train.
74. What is the next stop? 75. What line leads to Seoul Soccer Stadium? 76. What number is the white line? 77 through 79 refer to the following notice.
A small dog was lost in the city center 2 days ago. It is brown with white paws and answers to the name Sam. It was wearing a brown collar. A reward of $50 will be given for help in finding him. Please contact Brian at 655-7951.
77. Where was the dog lost? 78. What color is the dog? 79. How much money will be given for help in finding the dog? 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Last week, my company went whitewater rafting. It was great fun. There were 10 of us in the raft. When I fell in, everyone thought it was very funny. Afterwards, we went to a restaurant and had some Mexican food. It was a very enjoyable day.
80. How many people were in the raft? 81. Where did they go for food afterwards? 82. What did the speaker think of the day? 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Monday will be warm in most areas, with some rain in the north of the country. Temperatures will reach up to 25 degrees in the south and around 20 degrees in the north. Tuesday will also have similar conditions, with slightly higher temperatures of about 23 degrees in the north.
83. According to the weather report, where will the rain be? 84. How high will the temperature reach in the north? 85. What difference will be seen between Monday and Tuesday? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you trying to improve your English? If so, come to Dave's English Camp. We try to make learning English an enjoyable experience for you. We have classes from 8 to 12 every morning. After, you can practice speaking with other English students from around the world.
86. What does Dave's English Camp try to do? What time are the classes? 88. What can you do after class? 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
My cousin is a very good photographer. He has spent over $3,000 on his camera. He takes pictures of many different things like nature or movie stars. He then sells the pictures to newspapers. He seems to enjoy his job.
89. What does the speaker's cousin do? 90. How much has the speaker's cousin spent on his camera? 91. Who does he sell the photographs to? 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Last week, 200,000 people ran in the Chicago City Marathon. Over $10 million was collected for charity. Most of the money will be given to the city hospital. The winner of the marathon was Karl Müller, from Germany, who finished in 2.5 hours.
92. How many people ran in the marathon? 93. Where will the money go? 94. What time did the winner finish in? 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all students, due to a burst in the gas pipes, as well as the extremely cold weather, today's classes will be cancelled. The school buses will be arriving in 20 minutes to take everyone home. Tomorrow's classes will most likely be cancelled also, but the local radio station will make an announcement in the morning.
95. Why are the students being sent home? 96. When will the buses arrive? 97. How will the students know if the school is closed the following day? 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing some bad weather, so all passengers must return to their seats and fasten their seat belts. I would like to remind you that this is a non-smoking flight, so smoking will not be permitted. We should pass through the bad weather within 30 minutes, at which time lunch will be served.
98. Where is this announcement most likely being made? 99. Why do the passengers have to fasten their seatbelts? 100. What will happen in 30 minutes? This is the end of the listening part of the test. Turn to part 5 in your test book.